ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome into our Tuesday edition of the Frank Beckman Show as our Pure Michigan Golf Tour continues. You heard here at Treetops Resort. We played Black Lake yesterday after a 4.5-hour drive down from the UP, and the results were about as you'd expect, except for our account executive, Jeff Marcereau, who gets more sleep than the rest of us on this tour. So you expect him to be a little better rested. But that's a story for later. The stories today on the show, there's some interesting stuff going on. And as you know, even while we are whiling away our time on the links and talking with great people in the tourism industry, we're keeping an eye out for all of the other stories that impact you. And there's a big story about how our tax dollars might be needed to subsidize M1 rails maintenance and operational costs as time goes on once that rail line opens next year. We'll get to the bottom of that. Also, you talk about strange bedfellows. Ever since Right to Work came to Michigan, unions have railed, no pun intended, about the problem of free riders, those that choose to leave the union but still get representation from the union for their pay and benefits and work conditions at their place of employment. And it's a sticking point for unions. They hate that idea that they've got to still sort of represent these people even while not collecting union dues from them. Well, the Mackinac Center has done a study and come up with an idea for alleviating the problem. And you would not expect that the Mackinac Center and the union would be on the same side of this. But the Mackinac Center's idea is one that I think you're going to find very interesting. At any rate, a whole lot to talk about this morning. But we kick things off talking with a man whose name is synonymous with golf at Treetops. And that is the PGA teacher, designer, Rick Smith, who is down at the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's famed Muirfield Village Golf Club in Ohio as we speak this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you, my friend? I know you're in heaven up there, you know, and up a treetop. So, I mean, you've got to be loving it.
Indeed. You betcha. And I don't know who you're working with down there at the memorial right now, Rick, but whoever it is does not need your help as badly as I do at the moment. Get back up here.
I'll give you one of those emergency lessons like the old days.
Yeah, right. And they always, who are you working with down there as we head into the memorial?
Well, this week I've got, you know, Brendan Steele's been a real up-and-coming young guy that he's won over about $1.4 million this year, and he really should have won several times this year. And I'd like to see him kind of clean it up. He's won once before, but he's a really talented guy that's showing, you know, enormous headway. And, you know, again, you've got the veteran at 35. How about that? Roy Sabatini, who's been playing really well. He had a sixth-place finish at the Players' Championship, and, you know, he was really close there. So those are the two primary, but I got Jerry Kelly and, you know, our Wisconsin boy and, you know, right across the pond. And Will Wilcox, this young kid, about 145 pounds, hits 320 yards in the air. So it's a busy week. It always is. I get to see Jack like the old days. And, you know, it's a very, very special event.
Well, that's special for everybody just to hang out with Jack Nicklaus. It's like going down to Bay Hill, seeing Arnold Palmer and being in the presence of Byron Nelson's family down there in Texas for the players who get down there. You know, the other big story, I want to get your take on this, is Adam Scott has rehired Stevie Williams to be his caddy. Steve Williams wanted to take time off this year. Adam Scott has had a rough go of it and finally talked Stevie into coming back. What difference does a caddy make? And can he solve Adam Scott's problems just by the comfort level that he brings?
Well, there was a lot of positive things happened. And so when you cut something out like that, you know, it's about having a positive element that you can rely on. I think he helped him to focus on certain things on the golf course. And, you know, now Adam, you know, he's dealing with this dilemma, as you know, with a putter, with this having to go to a short putter. And candidly, that can run right through your entire bag. I mean, he putted with a long putter beautifully. The minute he went to the short putter, I didn't see the same Adam Scott at 6 feet, you know. So I think he's just looking for anything to stay positive. And, you know, we're getting ready to go into the next series of the majors. You know, this is why you work hard a few weeks prior to a U.S. Open, which is coming up, and you got to look for anything positive, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I know what you're talking about, how getting away from the long putter to the short one can run through the rest of your bag. That's been a story of this golf tour we're on right now, too. I see no sign that they're going to change their mind on that, which is too bad. I still don't understand why the USGA is doing that. It's going to take a lot of enjoyment away from everyday players, the amateurs, and I think it's going to kill the senior tour.
I do, too. And I think it's I think it's a mistake just for the growth of the game. But when you look at these other guys, you know, I mean, if it was so great, everybody would be doing it. You know, you don't see Rory McIlroy doing it. You don't see Jordan Spieth doing it. I mean, he's got left hand lower and putts better than anybody on the tour right now. So there's, I don't know if it's that big a deal or not. I really don't. I think it's better for short putts, but I don't think it's good for long putts.
Yeah. So what's new in instruction these days? How has your approach to teaching changed at all over time? I always heard that at one point instructors were working on, you know, shaping the ball, and it changed to hit it as far as you can first, and then we'll worry about shaping it.
Well, one thing, I think there's two attitudes on that. One, you see a lot of these young kids are all basing everything on technology. You know, pressure plates, force plates, TrackMans, everything else. Now, I love TrackMan when it's necessary, just for confirmation of something that you're looking for to verify what you should be seeing with your eyes. And I think one of the things that gets in the way, you know, Jack Nicklaus told me this years ago. He said, you know what, I really like it when you talk to me about the swing in terms of your watch. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you tell me what time it is. Phil Mickelson was the same way. Tell me what time it is. Don't tell me how the watch is built. And I think that is a great lesson for a lot of young people that are teaching, that are trying to come up to grow the game. Our goal is as a teacher to know all the scientific facts and everything else. It's great to have, but you don't have to share that. You've got to tell, it's like a doctor. He's not going to break down every single thing that's in your blood or what's wrong with you. He's just going to tell you, this is how we fix it. And I think young guys are relying a little too much on that. And I would say I'm a blend of technology for sure. I like it, but I like the art of teaching and the art of making a swing work for what the player really needs, you know, and what a player can accomplish. I mean, everybody's body type's different. So you've got to be sensitive to injuries and flexibility or inflexibility and time commitment. You know, what's your student is? I mean, I did the Beaumont Golf, you know, hospital outing yesterday for cancer, and it was a wonderful, wonderful event. And I asked, there were probably 30 people planning that outing that was their second time that they'd ever played golf. So to me, it gets back to, you know, we grow the game. We've got to make it a little easier for people. And for those that are struggling, yeah, you know, bring a little more visual into it. Bring a little bit more technology into it if you want. But don't get all bound up with numbers. They don't know what those numbers mean. You know, and that's other things are.
All right, you get about 10 seconds to tell me who's going to win the Memorial this week.
Well, I got to say Brendan Steele. Can I go? I'll be with Phil. So we'll see. Nicholson. We're going to be going over sketches in Calgary, Canada. We're building a course there, too. But I got to say, Brendan.
All righty. Good luck. We'll look for you.
All right, buddy. I'll see you. Enjoy yourself at Treetops. And
I'll be up there soon. Thanks, Rick. Rick Smith, the man who is synonymous with Treetops Resort. Here on the Frank Beckman Show to kick off our Tuesday program, we got Steve Courtney in the wings. All sorts of great tales, Dana, from yesterday. I wish we could show the videos and the pictures and record some of the conversations and rebroadcast them, but it's a family show.